What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Comicist Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. As you see, I'm gonna start going dual camera. Got a camera over here. I got my camera here, so we're gonna start going dual camera. That way, I'll be able to, toggle my cameras and whatnot. Today, I'm going to react to a video from actually one of my new favorite podcasters, the Millionaire Morning Show, talking about homeless evictions explode in Atlanta, Phoenix, and other places as well. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. One-stop shop for all music promotions. You get a 15% off coupon code when you use Labor Day 2023 in the checkout. All right, let's get into it.
It and the moratorium is ending that y'all thought that y'all were under as a result of the pandemic. You know what multiple things are ending? Student loan forgiveness, moratoriums is ending. People are ending up out on the street, explosion and credit card debt. Everything is just completely falling apart with this country. Make sure y'all get the likes up. Let's rock out. Let's talk about it.
An estimated 12,000 tenants in Atlanta who are behind on rent have gotten eviction letters.
A housing official asked Atlanta City Council members to find a way to help. Fox News' Morris Diggs explains the evictions have restarted after a pause during the pandemic.
If you've ever had a family member who's been evicted, well, the financial strain they face, that's obvious. But there's also an emotional burden. For example, when a school-aged child is pulled out of the classroom, the parents got to find another place, or worse, a shelter.
You don't have to fall under the legal definition of poverty to have all your belongings put out on the street because...
Ain't nothing like getting Pawpaw's couch. Ain't nothing like getting Pawpaw's couch put on the street with all of your belongings and all of your bedspreads and your mattresses on top of it. Ain't nothing like Pawpaw's couch. And they got the fan in there. Ain't nothing like Pawpaw's couch getting put out on the streets of Atlanta. That couch was gifted down to you, and you just got it put right out on the street. No, y'all was spending money. You said we balling. Pandemic money, bought in. We running it up. Everybody is boss chicks. Now you got over 12,000. 12, this is no laughing matter. 12,000 people are now getting evicted right away over in Atlanta because the moratorium is about to end. See, they never solved for the fact that you couldn't make enough money to pay your rent in the first place. The only thing that they did was they set the landlords at a disadvantage because they let you continue to live for free, but you never paid one dime. You never continued to pay on it. You never set up a payment plan. You never even wanted to catch up. You just lived for free until it was all said and done. Now Pawpaw's couch is out there on a curb.
Because you got way behind on the rent.
Filings have ramped up the mounting number of evictions in Fulton and DeKalb counties.
This Atlanta Housing Commission official estimates 12,000 tenants have been or are now under an eviction threat. The pause on legal filings did not erase a rent balance, and being forced from the home can turn lives upside down.
And have to move out of their school districts, right? Can't attend the same school. That disruption is a huge inhibitor for educational attainment for kids.
This is the first time they got me down for eviction.
A senior living in this large complex has a different circumstance. Veronica Showers explained to her landlord about a series of personal setbacks.
Guess who don't care?
The landlord. That's who don't care. Let, you know what? Let me solo this. He's right. Guess who don't care? The landlord. You know, people always act like landlords don't have bills. They don't have mortgage. You know, they don't got car notes. They might be trying to get help pay their kid through college. All types of stuff. Let's get back into it, though.
I do security. I worked every day, but it's like I was just working for nothing. Every time I got paid, they went in, they was getting the loan.
How many months are you?
Guess who don't care?
You behind.
Lord have mercy. 11,000 something.
Andrew.
Hold on. Wait. I'm sorry. She said that she's behind over 11. She goes to work every day and she's behind over $11,000 something dollars. 11. Can you imagine owning a business and somebody owes you $11,000 with no plan or any kind of interest in paying you? Not a dime. Not a dime. She said, every time I come in, they come in and get the loan money. So that means that you went out and you took your credit out for something that wasn't even best for you. See, it used to be a time where the most important thing for you was to actually make sure that you had a home or a house to live in and a roof over your head. If you lost everything else, the one thing that you can do, you can catch the bus, you can go and make sure that you catch an Uber, you can walk, get your cardio on or whatever.
I've never owned a car. And people always be asking me why I don't get a car. Like, I work from home 7 days a week. So I'm going to buy a car just to go to the grocery store. I don't need a car to make money. I can make money sitting here all day long. And I work 7 days a week because I enjoy what I do, first and foremost, because I run a business, second and foremost. And if I got orders every single day to do, I'm doing.
But the one thing that you made sure that you did was you kept a roof over your head. Could you imagine being a landlord, not being able to get somebody out of your property that's able to live and tear it up for free? And you still got to pay the property taxes and a mortgage on it? I'm sorry, baby. I ain't got it. I know I owe you over $11,000, but I'm over here in Atlanta. You know where they're going to go next? Houston. Shout out to Houston. When everybody get through out in Atlanta, before it hit their credit report, they're going to go and get them a new lease over in Houston. No job, no credit, no nothing. We call that the ninja loan. The ninja approval.
Whoa.
No job, no credit, no nothing. You just listen, Houston is the new Atlanta anyway. Y'all might as well go down to Houston. Hey, everybody, all black people that's getting evicted, all 12,000 of y'all, go on down there to Houston. They the new Atlanta. They gonna get it popping. And you can go to all of the clubs, you can go to the spots, go get you your Amiri jeans, go get you all of that stuff, your Balenciagas, your Louis Vuittons. Go get all of that. Go yes. Get all of that. Go party. Don't worry about paying your rent. And go and make sure that you run it up.
7,000 something.
Andrew Schneggenberger said late fees and other charges keep residents even further behind. He says new government assistance is needed.
And it's good practice to make sure that the two branches of government are working in coordination to make sure that we're spending money as well as we can.
One of the members, Antonio Lewis, reminded the body that not too long ago.
Shout out to y'all. Reading Super Chat shortly.
Ago, the city had to give back federal funding, $10 million, that was intended for housing.
It's just throwing money at the wall. It's like throwing doodle on the wall. It don't stick. It's just like throwing, it's going to smear it. It's going to make it smell bad. It's going to leave a stain, but it ain't going to stick. You throw enough doodle on the wall, it's all just going to smear it. It's just going to make it bad. It's going to make it exponentially worse. And then somebody got to come behind and clean up. Throw enough doodle on the wall, it's going to end up in a very bad situation, even worse than it was before.
Well, right now, thousands of Arizona landlords filed evictions last month, and that has made it one of the highest months for evictions ever in Maricopa County.
It's really tough for some.
Let me rewind that one more time. I just make sure that, listen, over in Atlanta, now you got to remember, these are just cities. This is not the state, the entirety of the state. These are just estimated amounts based off of when this moratorium ends and people want you out of their property, and we have a homelessness crisis already on our hands. Inflation is out of control. City leaders don't know what to do. And so these numbers are incredibly staggering. But I'm going to give them to you right here on the Millionaire Morning Show.
Landlords filed evictions last month, and that has made it one of the highest months for evictions ever in Maricopa County.
It's really tough for so many families in the county, reporting an upward trend in families losing their homes here in the Valley. Jen Wall is joining us live. Jen, you're breaking down this latest data, and really, truly, what does this mean for our community?
Oh, you didn't think we was bringing Phoenix to the front of the congregation? You thought it was just going to be Atlanta? No, this is taking place all around the country, all around the globe. This is taking place. This is not just happening in one neck of the woods. This is not just taking place in Chicago. This is not just taking place in Atlanta. It's not just taking place over in New York. This is happening all across the country.
Yeah, good morning to you. Not a good sign when it comes to renting here across Maricopa County. So actually, an almost record-setting month last month when it came to eviction filings. Maricopa County saying it was a month with the third most eviction filings ever right here in the county. There were nearly 7,700 new eviction cases last month. The 2 months that saw more evictions than August 2023 were back in 2005. Now, this is all despite slowing down earlier this year, and not every filing results in an eviction, but the
in August alone, out there in Phoenix, 7,700 filings because they want people out of their property, and you open.
You know what? I hate to stop them. My apartment complex has always had evictions. People are always late on their rent, missing their rent. And now they've actually made it work. Like it used to be where after the fifth, they'll charge you a late fee on the sixth. And then you would normally have, I think, 15 days to the 20th to pay it before getting an eviction notice. But even then, they were letting some people go further than that. Now, you get a late fees on the sixth. You got to pay it you got 10 days to pay it after that. And if you don't pay it, eviction notice.
Over here taking advantage of what it is that we got going on. In Phoenix, 12,000 last month. In Atlanta, 7,700 over in Phoenix. Where do you think that these people are going to go? Just curious. Just curious. Where do you think that these people are going to go? What you think that they're gonna find somewhere else to live? They're gonna have to saddle up. Some people gonna move back with mama.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get a new spot once you get evicted. Once you get evicted, it's really hard to get a new spot, especially in your name. You have to try to get somebody else's name or something. And especially if you owe owe and you got you owe a lot of money and you got evicted. Yeah, it's not gonna be good. It's not looking good.
Some people gonna move back with daddy. Some people gonna be living out of their car. Either way, the people that's gonna suffer the most is actually the children. Remember when y'all kept telling me that it was a right to have children? Now your children is going to be upended because they keep having to move from county to county and go and take a shower at the gym that you ain't even got a membership at that's expired. You know that expiration date on that gym membership, but you're trying to get in there one more day in order to get that shower? Take that book bag. The book bag ain't got no books in it. All it got is soap. Soap, towels, mildew towels. Ain't nowhere to go and take your towels and get them washed. The draws with streaks up the middle of them because you keep having to wear them every day. At least they can get a shower. At least they can get a shower. Over there at Planet Fitness, I heard that they give you free bagels, Tootsie Rolls, and pizzas. Shout out to Planet Fitness. Horrible, horrible marketing strategy. They want you to get fit, but they're going to give you some pizzas and some bagels.
Hold up, man. I gotta. These fools say Planet Fitness giving out pizza and bagels.
This is what's happening. We was over in Atlanta. Now we over here in Phoenix.
The county is seeing an upward trend and is considering it a rising tide for Arizonans losing a place to live. A Maricopa County presiding justice of the peace
She didn't say Phoenix. She didn't say Phoenixans. She said Arizonians, meaning the whole state. And that's the thing is, there's probably a lot of people that got very complacent when they put the pause on things and thought it was erased and they could just live it up for a while and, you know, got major behind and they started back up and no catching up.
Meant to avoid eviction, renters take action and be proactive. This is important. You have to act before missing a payment. Now in Glendale, there's a community action program that helps with utilities, rent, and emergency shelters. The cities of Phoenix and Mesa and Maricopa County also have similar programs. That Justice of the Peace also presides over many of these cases and says it can take time to get financial help. So the sooner rental assistance is requested, the better. For those who live in Maricopa County, qualified households can get up to 6 months of payments for either rental assistance or utilities. And there are different options for those who have already exhausted the 6 months or more of assistance in the past. Now, another problem with the rising eviction rates is those who are evicted are being rejected from being able to rent again. And St. Vincent de Paul right here.
Okay, didn't I say that? And of course they would. Why would the next renter trust that they're gonna pay the rent? If you get behind on one spot, you gonna keep up the other one? I mean, that's crazy. I've never got behind on my rent ever in my life. I was late twice in my life, I think. I was late on rent twice in my life and got late fees. But I've never, been behind on my rent ever. You know, never missed a whole month of rent or whatnot. That's crazy.
Here in Phoenix also has programs. There are many more. You can also go to the Arizona Department of Housing website to find out how you can get help if you are facing eviction.
Meanwhile, we've seen what was happening in Atlanta. And then we moved over into Phoenix. Well, let's go ahead and keep it moving. Let's see what's happening over here in Miami.
Well, in a matter of hours, several families will be out of their homes. They own condos in a high-rise in the city of Miami.
An investment firm bought the building. These are the last owners who refused to sell their places, but now they have no choice but to get out. CBS News Miami's Yvonne Taylor has the reason they are being forced to go and what is next for the Biscayne 21 condo.
Reading super chat shortly. Make sure y'all keep the likes up.
Wow. I mean, did you just hear that? Being forced to leave a condo you own. It probably is why was never a good idea for anybody to buy, especially condos in a building like that. Especially condos in a building like that. Because I know when I stayed in Myrtle Beach, I worked for Charlie Harnish. Rest in peace to Charlie Harnish, one of the greatest men I ever knew. Rented me a condo. He had two condos that he owned on the Raymond Floyd Signature Golf Course in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And he rented one of them to me for $400 a month. And now they were connected to the other condos, but they were individual one-story condos with privacy fences and whatnot. They were actually just all one-bedroom condos, bedroom, living room, and kitchen and a bathroom with a privacy fence, basically. And they were built like they were two stories, but they weren't two stories. They were built pretty tall, but they weren't two stories at all.
This is the high rise they have to live. It has a bay view. We were invited by condo owners to come in and interview.
It has a bay view.
Them in their units. But as we came to the gate, we were told we were not allowed in because we are media.
Oh, is that my gas?
Jacqueline Fraga called the police when the security guard refused to let us in. In a matter of minutes, several Miami police units showed up. And after almost an hour of tension, an officer confirmed what we knew.
Because he is the attorney and the owner on property, he doesn't want media on. Doesn't mean he said you guys are more than welcome to come in. He just doesn't want media on the property.
He is Lawrence Picon, the attorney for the property, who declined to be interviewed by CBS News Miami. Inside the building, Nicolas Bello, one of the unit owners, waiting for us. He was packing his belongings. He has to be out of the unit he owns tomorrow.
So wait a minute, wait a minute. Put the...
Like, how the hell... I mean, that's crazy what they just said. He has to be out of the unit he owns. Did he get paid for the unit that he has to get out that he owns? I mean, what's going on here? This is crazy.
Put all of the cameras up. Get you a camera phone. Get you a lav mic. Go in there and do some other undercover work. Are y'all crazy? Why are y'all out there causing a scene? Y'all don't know how to go in there and get the footage that you need?
Guess not. You know, common sense, common knowledge, man.
You ain't got a phone?
He said he will miss his view. Franna Marino feels the same.
So this is prime property in South Florida.
They are two Looks of like the prime. Owners who filed a lawsuit in mid-May in Miami-Dade Circuit Court. They are suing Two Roads Development, the real estate firm that now owns the building. Unit owners allege they were manipulated, deceived, bullied, and pressured to sell their units to the developer.
There is so much pain and anguish and attachment.
This is the letter they received informing them the building services would be discontinued Friday. But this wasn't the first they had heard they needed to leave. Residents first learned of that as early as March of this year. As you know, the building is in need of significant deferred maintenance, which precedes TRD Biscayne LLC's completed acquisition of the property in December 2022. About 184 units at the property have been successfully vacated, with the exception of six remaining units, remaining as unlawful inhabitants of the property.
My property is not for sale. I never put my property on the market. I came to this apartment in my wedding dress with my husband, got him married in downtown. I made my children in this unit, and I wanted to come and retire here.
The building owner told me, quote, "The last remaining residents of Biscayne 21 rejected above-market proposals for their units, refused our offer to cover hotel stay as they transitioned from their former homes."
It's just heart-wrenching, because if they can take that, they can take anything.
generally, developers have the ability in South Florida to terminate associations, specifically condominium associations.
Jeffrey Kominski is a real estate attorney with specialty in condominium law.
How do you terminate me from owning something that I own? That's crazy.
We asked him about the fallout from Florida law that allows condo boards to be dissolved and buildings sold with just 80% approval from those with voting interest.
Is it safe to say that we will be seeing this more often?
Unfortunately, more and more we're seeing more terminations of associations after developers are trying to engulf a supermajority vote and enacting a termination provision.
Now, what does that really mean, though? If they terminating an association of me owning a condo, I get it. They bought the whole building. They bought the whole building. But which is crazy is, how can somebody even sell a building if the condos are all individually owned? That's what's crazy. But apparently, if 80% of the people are willing to sell their condos, I'm guessing, that the other 20%, they're just fucked.
So basically, what they're basically telling you is that if you are in a condo in South Florida and you have a great view, and your building is now bought by a developer in which the overwhelming majority of the people take above market offers in order to move so that they can then turn it into something else that they can charge way more money or make way more money as a result of it, you are SOL. It does not matter if you are not a renter. If you own the property, you are then kicked out of your own house. So evictions basically happen in every circumstance, even when you identify it as an owner, depending on where it is that you live. This is crazy. This is crazy. You got to pay all of these fees. And one of the things that I know, and one of the reasons why I am.
Oh, say, okay, so I get it. So I guess they're paying fees for the ownership. I guess they didn't. I don't know if they bought the condo outright, like they paid, you know, so much, but it seems like they're paying fees for the ownership. And they're basically, that's why they're able to terminate them. This is crazy. So it's not like you really, it's not even like you really even own the condo. It's not even like you own the condo. It's really like you're still renting it if you're just paying fees to own it.
Largely against moving into certain buildings and moving into certain areas is A, laws like this, and then B, the homeowner association fees. I can't stand association fees. It irks my nerve and it burns my soul when I have to deal with association fees. I think I got to go in and pay some association fees after the show.
And I guess since they're able to cancel that, they're able to terminate you from being there. And I'm not an expert on this. I'm just trying to apply common sense to common knowledge to what they say, because it just sounds ridiculous that, you know, it makes somewhat sense because it's a condo and it's all, you know, it's multiple condos under one big building. So if 80% of the people want to sell it and somebody wants to buy, you know, the whole building, the other 20% got to get in line, especially with, I guess, Miami's laws or Florida's laws. That might be one of those laws that is going against Ron DeSantis right there. He probably ain't looking good with that aspect, because that's crazy, man. Because I still ain't hearing where they gave people money for this condo. And I hear him saying, and the Millionaire Morning Show, he's pretty much iterating what I'm saying. Like, they literally just got told him, oh, well, you know, we don't need you to start paying any more association fees. You're out. That's crazy.
So, now that I'm thinking about it, irks my nerve. And there's specific rules that allow for them to then take over your property and force you out of it, put you on a hotel in order for you to transition into somewhere else. And then you just SOL, you S out of luck. That's crazy. I don't think I've ever even heard of that before. I've never ever seen that before, but eviction comes in many forms. And this country is continuing to go down a drain, unfortunately. And we live in an era and a time where you're going to have to suffer as a result of even owning, you're not even a renter, you're owning your property, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's crazy. I mean, that is so crazy. That is just, oh man, I mean, what do you say is something like that? I mean, you literally own the condo. 80% of the people sell the condo to this one development company. And the other, I mean, it literally, from that video, what I'm taking is, what I heard is that the rest of them just got to go. They lost their... Screw you paying association fees. We don't want your association fees no more. You got to go. I didn't hear where they got paid market value or even below market value or market value or above market value, that they had to just take whatever, you know, the company gave them. All I heard was, you know what? Screw your association fees. You got to go. Which makes it seem like they really didn't own it in the first place. They really didn't own it in the first place. They really didn't. So, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. What do you do with that? And 12,000 people out in Atlanta, that's a lot of homeless people. Even a city that has millions and millions of people, 12,000 people just ejected into the city, homeless, living in cars, living out in the streets and tents. Yeah, some of them going to go back live with mommy and daddy if they ain't burnt bridges, or go stay with a friend, or, you know, but you're going to see a lot more of this. You're going to see a lot more of this. Like, and that's the thing. When they paused rent, you should have still been paying on it. Whatever you could, you know. If you didn't have a lot to pay on, you should have been paying whatever you could. And then by the time, you know, it came back, you wouldn't have probably been, you know, so far in debt. Because you got, the thing is these are a lot of people that were already in debt before it got paused. And then they're acting like their debt got erased, and it didn't get erased. It just got paused. And then they didn't pay on none of it, probably why it was paused. And once it started back, they owe a ton of, and then they can't even pay the rent. They back owe, and then they can't even pay the new rent. And late fees are just piling up, you know, every single month and whatnot. And probably landlords are letting them go maybe 2 or 3 months to catch up. And finally, it's like, I can't do it no more. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Paul Piggott Podcast. And I'm out. I